Playtime in Cantalomba, written by Teresa Capenda, illustrated by Tony Calucci. Page 1. Cock-a-doodle-doo! The cock crows very early in the morning. My mom wakes up to sweep our little compound. 2. My elder sister starts making the fire using firewood, so that we young ones can warm ourselves when we wake up. My elder brother goes to fetch water at our nearest water point at the Living Compassion compound. Page 3. Hello, everyone. My name is Memory Banda. I am 10 years old and I live in Cantalomba. I live with my parents, my two elder sisters, two younger siblings. I go to school at Twatema Primary School, right here in Cantalomba. I am in grade 2. I love going to school, and when I grow up, I want to be a nurse. Page 4. My mother sells vegetables at the market here in Cantalomba. My father is a shoe repairer, and he works from home. My elder sister are both in school, also at Twatema. My two younger siblings go to preschool at Living Compassion. My siblings and I go each day to Living Compassion to have our meal. Page 5. Mother starts calling us to wake up so that she can sweep our two-room house before she goes out to the market to sell her vegetables. She will be gone until sunset. Our elder sister will be in charge of the house when we all get back from school. Quickly, we wake up, splash some water on our faces, and sit around the fire. My elder sister makes sure that everyone's face is clean, and off we go to our respective schools. Page 6. My friend Chile, she calls out to me to hurry up as she passes our house heading to school. "Wait for me, Chile," I call after her as I run to catch up. "Chile, she, where are we going to play after lunch?" I ask my friend. "Well," she responds, "my mom gave me a piece of old titenge. I think we should go to that auntie near Living Compassion and mold dolls, pots and cups." "Yes, my friend, that's a good idea." Page 7. "Julie, Chileshe, Doris," I call my friends later after we have eaten our lunch. "Let's go to the auntie to mold dolls." "Yes, I will carry a huge heap of clay and make a big doll," exclaims Julie. "I want to carry my doll on my back each day after school. I too will make a big one," chips in Memory. Page 8. "My pots are ready," I call out to my friends. "Let us spread everything out in the sun to dry and become hard and strong. We can play jump while we wait." "Good idea," says Chileshe, "because if we leave them here unattended, someone can break them." "Oh, look," calls Julie to me. "Your brand brother Timothy is here with his friends. They too want to board things from the anthill. They are making toy cars." Page 9. Soon the sun starts setting and our toys are dry. I hear my sister calling to us to go and have a bath. "Oh, my little siblings want to play more, but it's getting late." We huddle around the fire in the evening as mother cooks our evening meal. We eat together as a family. After eating, my father tells us a story of how he grew up right here in Cantalomba. "Oh," my little brother starts yawning, showing that he is ready for bed. Page 10. "Good night, Mom and Dad," I say as I go to sleep. I lie on my reed mat, picturing how we're going to play house with my friends the following day. Tomorrow will be another day filled with lots of fun. That is the end of our story.